The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Effingham, Kansas, where there's high school football on Care Radio this evening. It is a huge matchup. Early part of the season in the Northeast Kansas League, ACCHS hosting Jefferson County North. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my right, Tom Counts, and Gus, we're about ready to get underway. It is a gorgeous evening, and the crowd is filling it up, and I expect they're going to be well entertained with this one here tonight.
Yeah, right now here in Effingham, 80 degrees at kickoff, wind about 7 miles per hour, 30.03 inches of mercury. So, yes, beautiful night, 44% humidity. Fantastic matchup between these two teams. It was a tight game last year when we went to Winchester. We went to Winchester last year on September 9th, and the Tigers came away with a close victory in that one. And now JTN looking to repay the favor to ACCHS tonight.
And here we go. The kick away. It is short. It'll be fielded by James Dean at the 30. Over to the left side and up to the 39-yard line. Extremely good kick by Cannon Crossland. JC is going to begin things with their offense. The Tigers won the flip of the coin at the onset of the ball game and elected to defer to the second half. So it'll be the JCN offense out there moving from right to left and just going into the sun. But the shade from the old high school, now the elementary school, is going to be helping them out here very soon.
Yeah, JCN coming off a big win last week where they didn't give up a point and scored 62 on offense. So looking to pick up where they left off.
Quarterback, it's going to be Grady Knoll. He'll pitch to Ethan, who sweeps to the right side, looking for the edge. Is going to be hit in the backfield, losing 3 yards, brought down to the 35-yard line. Ethan Knoll trying to get to the outside, Gus, and he's got excellent speed, but lateral pursuit. Really, really good. Caden Burns with the stop from the corner spot.
Yeah, right there. ACCHS did a great job of not allowing the running back Ethan Knoll to find a good turn-up lane. He kept going towards the sideline, ran out of real estate. Nice play for the Tiger defense on the first play.
Jefferson County North in the traveling white jerseys with gray, dark gray, charcoal gray pants, green helmets lettering and trim. On a second down and long call, quarterback's going to keep it himself. He'll boot to the left side, hit at the line of scrimmage, pulls away from one tackler, gets up to the 40-yard line, giving him about 4 hard-earned yards, where again,
Caden Burns makes the stop for Atchison County. JCN looking at a third down, 8 at their own 40.
Yeah, Caden does a great job of coming up there, making good contact, wrapping up, and not allowing that offensive player to pull through a would-be tackler. Now, for JCN, they're looking at third and long. It's going to be a third and 8 right here. And ACCHS dropping their linebackers just a little bit.
Okay, Jefferson County North has good speed. They like to exploit that, but in the first two plays, it didn't work. Quarterback is back to throw on a third down. Long chase out of the pocket. Rolling right, throwing right downfield. Has a man open. It's going to be caught. 40-35. On his feet, 30. Jacket tacklers, 25, and down to the 24. Connor Kearns with a nice catch downfield. The tackle by Raul Malara. And it'll bring up a first and a 10. A big play on the third ball.
Yeah, that's a tough play for the secondary guys, right? Quarterback Grady Noel got outside the pocket. The backers come up. Now the safeties are turning around trying to find guys. And what a job right there finding Connor Kearns for JCN.
Quarterback going to sweep. Now going to pitch. Easton looking for the edge. And again, it's going to be caught this time from behind by Easton Schlesbaum. And there's going to be minimal gain on that play. They'll continue down to the 23. Give him a yard.
Yeah, ACCHS is doing really good playing sideline to sideline, right? They are getting up there, not allowing JCN to beat them to the corner, turn it, and get big yardage. They're stringing these plays out, getting them to the sideline, getting good gang tackling over there. Only a yard on that play.
Chargers are going to go wide to the right side with Cameron Siever and wide to the left side with Carson McAfee. It's a third or second down 9 call. Quarterback's going to hand, keep it himself, boot to the right side, and Grady will pick up a couple of more yards short of the 20-yard line.
That time getting in the middle was Vincent Webb, the senior defensive tackle, able to bring the quarterback down.
So JCN is going to bring in a couple of big, tall receivers coming into the lineup. And it'll be, again, a third and long. JCN had this a minute ago, able to complete the long pass play downfield. Looking at a third down here again. Just underway in the ball game. Chargers have taken the opening kickoff, and we're 3 minutes into the game, and they're moving downfield. They'll go wide left, wide right. A couple of tight ends now motion to the right side of the field. QB is going to keep it himself. He'll cut into the middle and going to be cut down well short. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 3. And gosh, you know that after Max Botteroff makes that tackle, you're going to keep that offense out, right?
Yeah, you're going to keep the offense out. I mean, you were always in four-down territory, right? So pick up a portion of it on third down and set yourself up with what we always talk about is not third and manageable, but it's fourth and why not? It's going to be a fourth and 3 now for JCN and Coach Snyder. Let's talk about it a little more.
Big timeout early in the ballgame. Pivotal moment in the contest. We're taking a break, Joseph, at 8:36 to go in the opening quarter. We're scoreless in Effingham.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Just early in the game to be taking a timeout, but you know what? Probably not a bad time to be taking a timeout. You want to have this initial possession be successful.
Yeah, make sure you got the play right.
And here we go. It's a fourth down call. Fourth down at about 3 at the Tiger 18-yard line. JCN with the first possession game. They're going with a misdirection. He'll get the edge. Pick it up and more. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Chargers, Connor Kearns. That was a brilliant call.
Yeah, right there just running an underneath counter play. All the action goes to the left. You hand off counter to the right, and by the time that guard pulls out, kicks out the defensive end, there's nothing for ACCHS to stop him right there. A big touchdown for JCN on their opening possession of the night.
And the Tigers had done such a good job of pursuing laterally side to side that that defense was really bought in on chasing what they thought was in motion, the direction they thought it was going to be going. Chargers will not be kicking. They will run for 2. Grady Nola on a man to the backfield will keep it himself, cut into the middle, go into the end zone, and we've got a timeout on the field. We're taking a break here in Effingham. It's 8:30 to go in the opening quarter. JCN is taking the opening kickoff, driven downfield. Chargers 8, Tigers nothing.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here at Tiger Stadium on the campus of Atchison County Community High School, Effingham, Kansas, where the Tigers are going to get their offense on the field for the first time in the game. Chase Dean took the opening kickoff, and Gus, they looked sharp moving it downfield. They made a couple of big calls and were successful on a long third and then on a fourth down play.
Yeah, and it was all Connor Kearns, right? He caught the big third down play to keep the drive alive and then scores on the 18-yard touchdown run. Now we're going to see Carson kick the ball away.
Single man back deep, very near the goal line. This is going to be a worm burner. Bouncing at the 30, picked up 25-yard line. Tigers up the middle to the 30 and hit. Breaking a tackle, but not going to escape. Get up to the 35-yard line. The return by Atchison County, up by Easton Schletzbaum. It'll be first and 10, ACCHS.
Carson McAfee.
So, Carson McAfee making the special teams tackle.
Kick the ball, get down there on special teams, and make the tackle. More kickers should get tackled.
Atchison County in, let's see, orange on orange. Jerseys and pants, black helmets, and orange lettering and trim. Here's the pitch. Trying to get to the left edge, turning it upfield. Justin Vester will get back about to the line of scrimmage. Did not get beyond that. Let's call it a second down 10. Cameron Seaver, free safety for JCN. And JCN getting up on that line of scrimmage in a hurry from the defensive secondary. Caden Burns coming over to the near side. Talking to Coach Tegmeyer. Gets the play, and I like that. Very patiently, you take the play and you bring it into the game. There's no hurry right now. You know, there's no rush. Get it right. Get called what you want. Quarterback will flare one over to the left lot. It's going to be caught, and a gain of about five, running it up the left numbers. So the Tigers able to turn it up. That is Raul Malara with the catch and carry. And that's just a quick get it to the outside and let him get what's available.
How many times do we talk about it, right? Get the ball out quickly, a high percentage pass, and get it to your playmakers. And that's what you did right there. Got it to him in space. And for ACCHS, now they're looking at a third and six. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Easton Schlussbaum.
Yep. You've got Cannon Vester coming into the game for the Tigers on his third down and five call from their own 40-yard line. First touch of the ball game for the Tigers. A little pitch to the right side. In some trouble, and he is down. Going to be lost of a couple of yards. Justin looked left and right and just did not have any space at all. That was a really quick pitch, I thought.
Yeah, it was a quick pitch. He went to put the foot in the ground. He was going to get upfield, and in doing so, lost his footing, went down to a knee to a loss of about three on the play. It's going to bring up a fourth and nine for the Tigers, and you got to punt this thing away, right?
Oh, you would think so. Tigers are taking quite a bit of time, and the last guy coming into the huddle for Atchison County, I can't tell you exactly who 34 is, but we'll figure that out here in a minute. But right now, Atchison County looks like they're going to leave the offense out there on a fourth and nine at their own 36, and they will leave the offense out. Fourth down call, and there's quick kick from the kicker. Quarterback takes it, kicks it down to the 40. 45-50, crossing midfield, down the left side in front of the Tiger bench, gets down to the 40-yard line, walking the tightrope, and official on the near side is going to say he steps out of bounds at the 37. And here's the deal, Gus, that punt netted 1 yard.
Yeah, Carter Page came over and made a nice tackle on the play. If Carter doesn't make that turns into a huge return. So for ACCHS, hindsight's always 20-20, but you're looking at that and you're saying, maybe we should have just gone to it.
Now we have a marker down. A little holding call on that return. It's going to be laying down here at the 50-yard line. First penalty of the game. A little illegal used hands. And we're at halfway point of the opening quarter. It is 8-0. Jefferson County North in front, and the Chargers are going to be in this position. Gus, it's a big break for the Tigers. It's going to push JC in all the way back to their own 41.
Yeah, so that's about where the punt was fielded.
Yes.
Give or take. So with 6:04, JCN's going to put their offense back out on the field for the second possession of the night.
With a wing either way, QB's going to follow into the line, and that's the same play he ran the two-point conversion on. He's at the 40, 50, 40, 30, down to the 28-yard line. Grady Knoll has, again, Rahul Malara makes a touchdown-saving tackle. Yes, it's exactly what they ran on the two-pointer.
Yeah. Get your big guy in some space and try to let him run over defenders, and now all of a sudden JCN's looking at a first and 10 at the 29 of ACCHS.
In the backfield, right to the left end of the quarterback, now you got Eli Weiser. Eli's a big, strong, blocking kind of back. Now he's going to carry the ball on the second down play, cuts back into the middle, gets about five down to the 25-yard line. So Eli Weiser picking up, they're going to give him four. Going to pick up a second down and half a dozen.
Easton Sutzbaum gets in there, makes a stop for ACCHS, the junior linebacker. Going to bring up now a second and seven.
So for the Tigers, it's a big series for Atchison County. The last thing you want to do is have back-to-back scores in the first two possessions by your opponent. Running backs on either side of Grady Knoll on a second down six call. He will hand off on a misdirection, cutting into the middle, putting his head down, and getting down to the 21-yard line was Ethan Knoll. Well, guys, you look at Ethan Knoll out there as he carries the ball. He is about, you know, what, 6'2", 195. He's like a lineman out there running the ball.
Yeah, nice little end-around right there by JCN, trying to get a little misdirection to happen. Colton Lowe on the stop right there for the Tigers.
Got Will Elias entering the game from the far sideline for JCN. Tigers suiting up about 27 athletes tonight. JCN, very similar. Looks like about 29. As they kick their sidelines, third down for JCN. They're in four down territory. I'm just going to let you know that. At the Tiger 22, third down. Third down three. Quarterback will keep it. Goes left. Got room. Got a first down. Got down to the 15. First and 10. Chargers will move to six.
Easton Sutzbaum comes up and makes another stop for the Tigers, but not before. JCN able to pick up a first down. I got a question for you.
Yeah, and then I got an observation for you. Go ahead.
All right, so the clock stops, reset the chains, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, in the college game, moved away from that. That's something you expect to see move away from in high school?
Next year.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I like it a lot more than I thought I would. I really thought it wouldn't make a difference. But once you watch a couple college games and how quickly they move, I expect to see it in the high school game as well.
I think it's destined to happen, and sooner than later. Quarterback Grady Knoll back to first and 10. Goes right side. The ball tipped, and the receiver, the second receiver downfield, gets the tipped ball and makes the catch very near the first down mark. Cameron Seaver will make the catch. Because the ball was thrown toward a receiver in the flat. He didn't get a handle on it. It popped up in the air. It was anybody's ball, and his teammate catches it.
So Calvin Manville's the guy who tips it in the air, and then Cam Seaver comes down with it.
Second down and about a yard. Hand off left side and into the end zone. Ethan Knoll, touchdown, JCN. Chargers go in from 7 yards out. And on back-to-back, their first two possessions of the ball game, JCN gets to the end zone. 3:33 to go in the opening quarter. Great crowd on hand. And why wouldn't there be? You know, about, like you said, 80 degrees at the start of this thing tonight. Hardly any breeze, just a little bit wafting across the field from north to south. So it would be from the far side to the near side across the field. And the Chargers, as they do, will go for a pair. Kearns are running back. Noel's going to take it. Hand off, straight ahead, and not going to get there. We got a timeout. The two-point conversion is unsuccessful, and the break. Coming at 3:33 to go in the first in Effingham. Jeff North, 14 Atchison County, nothing.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas. We invite you to stick around after the ball game for the high school football scoreboard show.
Tournament tomorrow starting at 9.
You're gonna learn stuff. I'm telling you. I guarantee you right now. You listen to this show, you're gonna learn stuff.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something.
You're gonna teach me stuff?
Yeah, you wouldn't be surprised about this, but.
Did they pack the booth?
Yeah, they did, but. At the end of one, Kansas, 14, Illinois, nothing. Jalen Daniels only has 84 yards and 2 touchdowns and a quarter.
Oh. 82, 320, 330, 340 then. Is that kind of the pace we're on?
Yeah.
That's an okay day. Don't you think? I'm sure Jayhawk fan is glad to see him out there well and playing. Here's a kick away. Chargers, Tigers are going to field it at the 20. 530, 5, hit at the 40, spinning, twisting, turning up to the 45-yard line. A nice return for ACCA Jazz by Cannon Crossland. I was looking at that one. I forgot this.
Yeah, I did. We're all over the place, right?
I like it.
Nice job, though, by Cannon Crossland. Yeah, the last kick return that time, kick came a little short to him. Pick it up. Get up the field. Pick up good yardage. The ball's going to be spotted down just shy of midfield. They're going to mark it at the ACCHS 44 with 3:27. That's where ACCHS will start their second possession of the evening.
And here's the deal. I believe it's the best field position of the game for the Tiger offense. Here's a handoff left side of the line. It's hit and twisting and turning and trying to forge his way forward. Justin Vesser will get a tough couple of yards. I believe he got beyond. No, they're going to say he got stopped right at the 45. So give him a yard where Zach Toole makes a tackle for Jeff Norris. Second down 9. Tigers are going to maybe have to put this ball up a little bit. Running into the middle of the JCN defense has proven very tough.
Yeah, JCN's big up front. You've got Grant Furman, Elijah Huff, Zachary Toole, and R.B. Tweed are the front four. And then they're going to keep that line fresh all night.
Second down call. Quarterback is back. Steps up in the pocket. Throws into a lot of traffic. Touched by 2 or 3 defenders, and it goes on the ground incomplete. As a marker says.
Yeah, we're going to have a offensive lineman downfield when that pass was thrown, because we had somebody standing at midfield, kind of looked around. He expected the screen pass to happen quickly. Got down the field just a little quick.
This will be our second penalty being assessed here this evening. We're late in the opening quarter, 2.5 minutes ago. It is a 14-0 JCN lead.
So the
this is going to be declined.
Yeah, the ineligible receiver downfield, if you're JCN, go ahead and decline it. Make it third down, right? And we're going to roll the clock.
Tigers are going to bring the plane from the near sideline. Junior Cannon Crossland will carry it in, deliver it to Caden Burns, and Vester is not going to come very wide to the near side. Now, wait a minute. He's got to come out of the game. So can you have 12 in a huddle?
You're not supposed to break the huddle with 12 and then run them off. But
well, you know, I thought that was a problem, but I don't know. Here's a little misdirection into the middle, and that's going nowhere. Matter of fact, going to lose a couple of yards. Fake the handoff to the first guy, put it in the midsection of Ethan Schlesbaum, where Carson McAfee was camped out waiting for him. So Carson making the tackle, they're going to call it now 4th down and 10 or 11.
Carson plays, what do they call that, kind of a gritty style, right? He has no problem getting up there and mixing it up, either in the defensive backfield or the offensive backfield. And that time, a loss on the play will bring up a 4th and 11 for the Tigers. A minute 42 left here in the first quarter. We had like 35 points on the board, and there were still like 7 minutes left in the quarter.
Yeah. Been a little bit different, not quite that up and down that we saw on the turf last week down in Ottawa. But for the Tigers, a 4th down, they went for a 4th down deeper in their own territory on their first possession. And now we're going to see what they're going to do. They're going to take a timeout. Probably a pretty good idea. Coach Kechmeyer taking a T.O., Joseph a break. We're at a minute 16 to go in the first. Still, Jeff North leading Atchison County 14-0.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack 2 melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
when you get a timeout, Gus, it's time for everybody to huddle. The team in the white jersey, the team in the orange jersey, the team in the striped jersey. They all get together in their own little group. Make it sure that everybody knows what the plan is. And with a minute 16 to go in the opening quarter, the Tigers are going to be facing a fourth down 11 at their own 43-yard line. And they're getting a full minute out of this timeout. I don't know if anybody's over here running a stopwatch, but it's taken them a while. They're going to have to race out straight from the sideline to up and over to football. You're going to have Schlitzbaum and Vester in the backfield with Burns. They're on either side of him in his pistol set. Fourth down and long. Will he kick it? No. Pump fakes once. Deep drop. Looking left. Throwing left. Downfield. Got a man undefended, and it hits the defender in the back. Incomplete. Now, the pass gets released a little earlier. Raul is wide open, and now a marker in the middle.
There's two markers. There's one in the or in the offensive backfield, then there's one right around where the center was. I believe they probably could both be holding.
Yeah, we're going to wait. And
if you're the Tigers, you're hoping. All right, ineligible receiver against ACCHS, personal foul, roughing the quarterback against JCN. So,
are those off? Those are not offsetting, are they? Are they?
Yeah.
There you go. So for the Tigers, an opportunity again for this fourth down. And this is something that, because Caden Burns, the quarterback, we see it all the time. Early in the season, quarterbacks maybe don't make that quick release as they need to, and they learn that they got to get rid of the ball maybe a little bit more quickly and know the route and know their receiver because, again, had that ball been thrown more promptly, Tigers get on the board.
Now, ACCHS, a little
confused. Like they're kicking it.
They broke the huddle with, obviously, 13 players. See, that's the problem. They broke the huddle with 13 players, ran two of them off at the end. Yeah, it's going to be illegal participation against the Tigers.
Let's start on the Tigers.
Minutes seven to go here in this opening quarter, and I got to tell you, no official wants to keep throwing those flags. You know, these guys don't want to do this, but you kind of get yourself trapped into it. And again, the Tigers break the huddle with a dozen and run one off. Fourth down, it is going to be a punt now, and the boot is away. It's kind of sidewinding. We'll bound at the 30, and it's going to be picked up there. Up the middle it goes to the 35, and just short of the 40-yard line, Will Elias with the return for JCN. So the Chargers set for their third opening quarter possession. Just under a minute to go in that first quarter. They lead at 14-0, and they're going to have pretty good field position to begin this series.
Yeah, and for JCN, they've had decent field position all evening. And now, two possessions, two touchdowns, 56 seconds left here in the first quarter of play. You're going to see Grady Knoll being the last guy into the huddle.
And when you look at the JCN team, one of the things that first leaps out at me is the level of experience of these players. And you look up and down the roster, these starters out there, it is seniors and seniors and more seniors. This bunch has been playing together a long time. Back to throws Nolan, setting up a screen. It was obvious that Grady, or Ethan, makes the catch. He's in trouble, goes down for a loss. That was a very obvious screen. And the Tigers, particularly Tyler McRae and Justin Besser, they knew what was coming and did a good job.
Yeah, two defenders got after the quarterback. But Tyler McRae realized that, wait a second, my guy didn't block me. That must be a reason for that. The red light goes off, you stop, you turn around, and you find somebody with a small number around you, and there was the running back, and able to stop him for a loss on the screen pass of, what they're going to call a loss of four. Let's bring up second and 14.
Looking at the final play of the opening quarter, JCN with a second down, and you call it 14, and they would not have to snap the ball. I'm not sure they're going to. They're all lined up over it like they will, but they won't. That's the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout of the field here in Effingham, Kansas, after one. JCN 14, ACCHS, nothing.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
It's great to have you along with us here this evening on CARE Radio High School Football in September. 14-0. Jefferson County North on the road tonight with the lead after one. Tomorrow, Gus, we're going to be on the road. It's a little further trip, but not very bad. We're going to go to Lamoni, Iowa, where it will be the Ravens and the Yellow Jackets. But you could turn CARE Radio on in the afternoon, early afternoon, and enjoy it, but you won't hear the ball game until a little later because we haven't. I don't so much call it an evening, not an evening, an evening game, right?
This is an evening game, and in 2 weeks we have more of a pre-evening game when we go to Oskaloosa for a 5 o'clock kick.
Yeah. So anyway, we got a 6 o'clock game tomorrow night. Pre-game on CARE Radio at about 5:45. Visit with Coach Osborne. Keys to the game, all that stuff.
Going to have
Javon Todd is our halftime guest. So, got a great one coming up tomorrow. Ravens and Graceland. Here's a pass over to the near side, and it is probably better for JC that it was dropped by Cameron Seaver. Otherwise, he was going to catch it on a knee and lose a few yards. Instead, it'll be regarded as an incomplete pass. Third down for JC, and third down 14 at their own 35. Then it is pretty much set, although the very nice Muscolites here have not really become apparent quite yet. Third down long, back to throw Grady. Looks to the left, has his man caught. 45-50, 45-40. There goes Ethan. No one's catching him. Touchdown, Jeff North. Ethan Knoll, a 65-yard touchdown. And JCN with his third score of the game. He took that slant. I guess at that point, no one could catch him. He's just too fast.
Yeah, he had a slant. He had an angle on the safety and was able, once he got, even you're leaving, and once he got a step up with the safety, he was then able to cut it back to the back corner of the pylon, or back corner of the end zone. And for JCN, three possessions, three touchdowns. They're kind of picking up where we saw them last week with Pleasant Ridge, where they scored 62. Already up to 21 the first play of the second quarter.
Here's a handoff to Connor Kearns for the two-point conversion, and here he was not even close. Excellent defense by the Tigers, and we got another timeout, Joseph, and it didn't take long. 13 seconds gone in the second quarter. It's now Jefferson County North 20. Atchison County, nothing.
Are you worried about a new skin spot? Don't ignore the warning signs. Skin cancer is extremely common and can affect anyone. Regular screenings help catch problems early, improving treatment success. Join the surgical care experts at Amberwell Atchison for free skin cancer screenings on September 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. at 800 Ravenhill Drive in Atchison. The screenings are open to everyone and no appointments are needed. Just walk in. Their caring team is dedicated to your well-being. Skin spots that could be cancerous or precancerous are worth getting checked out. For questions, call 913-367-6682.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas, where Gus for the Tigers, an important series coming up. They have seen JCN score on each of its first three possessions, and the Tigers are going to have to respond, or it's going to get a little late.
Yeah, for ECCHS, they're struggling even to just move the football, pick up first down, try to put some things together. For the Tigers, it's going to be your third possession of the first half. Start with some small things, right? Pick up a first down right away. If you're going to throw the ball, get the ball some of those high percentage passes.
So Carson will boot it away, and it's going to be taken by an up man at the 22. Tigers at the 35, and a nice strong return all the way to the 40-yard line by Easton Schletzbaum, and it'll be a first and 10. Atchison County going to begin this series in a good spot at their own 40-yard line. This has kind of been the territory we've seen the Tiger offense operating in this evening around that 40-yard line, but sustaining drives, picking up first downs, as you indicated a moment ago. That's been the difficulty against the JCN defense. It's been good.
Yeah, this defense has been very stingy so far, not allowing a whole lot. So, again, for the Tigers, let's string together a few plays here.
Again, a back on either side, and there's movement in the front, plenty of contact. Let's see if it was induced or if the defender just guessing a count maybe a little bit. The crew will come together, and we'll see what they say. Going to be a false start, Tigers. So for ACCHS, it will cost them five right off the jet. They got a first down at 15, ACCHS. Still 11:38 to go in the opening half. We got a long way to go in this one. I guess as much as I felt like we were going to see the ball maybe be run tonight, the quarters have taken a bit of time. Here's a handoff straight ahead, and for Atchison County, it's going to be a gain of maybe two. Again, just a straight-ahead dive for Easton Schletzbaum, where R.B. Tweed was there.
R.B., a defensive end, a senior for this JCN team. And you talk about a senior who's played a lot of snaps, right? I feel like R.B.'s been a starter since at least his sophomore year.
Second and 13.
I don't think there's any question about that. This the experience of JC, and along with the athleticism, they got size, they got speed, they got experience. That's a pretty tough trio, you know, if you're an opponent for them. They did not give up a point last week, have not given up a point yet tonight. Here's a little handoff right side and putting his head down. That was a strong run, getting across the 40 up to the 41-yard line. Again, you got Grady Noel and Zach Toole making a stop. Justin with the carry for ACCHS, and the Tigers right now, guys, the playbook is what, like one page? I mean, it's pretty basic, pretty straightforward, straight ahead running.
Yeah, right now we haven't seen him get too cute. Now, on this third down call, JTN's going to bring Elijah Huff in and put him at a defensive tackle. They're also going to bring in the big defensive end, Andrew Baker, a junior, number 87 out there.
It is a third down, 8 coming up for Atchison County. And the Tigers, in all candor, desperately need a first down. Max Botteroff wide to the left side. Malara will fill the slot to the left. Tight end is on the right. Quarterback is back. Looking left. Throwing left. It's going to be too high and out of the reach of Botteroff and incomplete. It was a good idea running that slant from the left to the middle of the field, but pass just got away a little bit.
Yeah, that time the quarterback, Caden Burns, step into that pass just a little more. And with the incomplete pass, it'll bring up a fourth down in ACCHS. Set to punt the ball for the third time tonight.
Yep, Tigers would line up as if they may or may not be running a play just to maybe decoy a little bit, but ultimately he's going to get punted away. Return man, now two return men for Jeff North. Snaps back, boots away. That's a nice little kick. Angling to the right side, away from the return guy. Takes a huge, huge Tiger bounce inside the 25-20, down to the 15, and around the 10-yard line, and going to be marked out of bounds right at the 10. That's 50 yards of punting right there. That's a big turn of the field.
Yeah, that was a great punt right there, right? Kick it away from the return man, get it to where it hits and rolls out of bounds. And for the ACCHS defense, now all of a sudden you've got JCN backed up a little bit. You're looking for a big stop right here.
20-0, Chargers in front with 9:50 to go in the opening half in Effingham, Kansas. Lots of games going on around the area. As the evening wears on, we will be hoping to update you on some of the other numbers from some of the other scores. I think it looks like we might even have a couple of those beginning to make their way in here already. So here goes Grady Noel running the club at the quarterback. Slides right down the line. Cuts it into the middle himself. Puts his head down. Spins away at the 15, 25, 30. Can he go? He's at the 40. He's going to take this thing 90 yards. Straight up field, Grady. 2010, count them down, touchdown Chargers, one play drive, 90 yards, and quarterback Grady Noel adds to the JCN lead.
Wow. So what they did right there, just run option right. Quarterback saw a little bit of an avenue, put his foot in the ground and said, hey, I'm going to take this. Got into the middle. The linebackers had over-pursued looking for the option play. And the quarterback did a great job of running to the weak side or the back shoulder of those linebackers. And then it was just a foot race, a 90-yard touchdown.
Another two-point conversion attempt coming up for Jefferson County North. And J.C. is going to take a timeout. We're going to hang on to it here. We'll take our timeout after the PAT effort, Joseph.
So for J.C., that's going to be their second timeout so far here of the first half. For J.C., how about this? Four possessions, four touchdowns, ACCHS, three possessions, three punts. For J.C., they have the 18-yard run by Connor Kearns, a 7-yard run for Ethan Knoll, a 65-yard pass from Grady Knoll to Ethan Knoll, and now we've got the 90-yard run by quarterback Grady Knoll.
We do have a couple of scores rolling in, some big 7-league games around the area. Sabetha, after one quarter, leading Holton 7-0, and at the end of one, Hiawatha in front of Jeff West 6-0. You think there's going to be anybody at our game tomorrow who's still wearing some old Jeff West gear? They may have an old pair of warm-up socks or something that they wear for old time's sake. All right, the Tigers coming back out. We're waiting for a JCN. As again, it is a PAT effort for the Chargers. They're looking to pick this up and get back to a, quote, football kind of a number.
Atchison, still not to the end of the first quarter.
Oh, my.
But they do lead Sumner 28-0.
JCN lines up to go for two.
So here we go. JCN. Grady Knoll with Ethan on the right side. Motion's going to go to the right. That is. Got run to the right. Sweeping. Now a little push pass. Batted away and incomplete. A little. Just kind of a little shovel pass or push pass, if you will. And a defender got the hand on it, bats it away. And we have, Joseph, our promise to you timeout. It occurs here with 9 minutes and 37 seconds to go. We are still in the opening half in Effingham, where it is now. Chargers 26, Tigers nothing.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Happy to have you along with us. The Tiger crowd, Gus, is being patient. They're sitting here in anticipation of something good happening for their team. Not a lot has so far. The JCN crowd, which is here in great numbers, also very close away. They're here and having a good time. Here's a kickoff. Atchison County is going to take it over to the right side, and the return by Easton Schletzbaum. He's going to angle over into the Jeff North bench and be bumped out of bounds right about the 40-yard line. And how many of these Tiger possessions have they got within 2 yards of the 40 tonight?
Yeah.
Most of them?
Yeah.
Maybe all of them?
Had great starting field position. They just struggled to string some plays together and get anything good to happen. And so, again, we're kind of going back to what we said before the last possession. You got to go out and you got to start to put together drives, get some quick passes, get something positive to happen right here.
Malara and Bodaroff wind to the left side for ACCHS. Quarterback Burns sends his man in motion to the right, crossing in front of him. They'll pitch to his motion man, Malara, who's strung all the way out to the far sideline, going to lose about 4.
What a job right there by the backside defensive end for JCN. Is they strung that play to the right side. He was able to take out the defensive tackle or the offensive tackle, and then make the stop on the play. A loss of 4, let's call it 2nd and 14.
See, and here's what you can do. When you're leading by 14 with, 9 minutes of play in the first half, you know, as they say, pin the ears back. The defense could just go. You don't have to be too worried. You give up a big play, okay, it's going to be all right. And you could get much, much more aggressive. Play action, back to throw. Pumps once, pulls it back, pumps again, intercepted and dropped. That was six. And,
yeah, that time the safety there saw the end zone and said, wait a second, I'm going to get a defensive touchdown right here, and then didn't quite look the ball in. And now ACCHS is looking at a third ball. They've got the ball at their own 36.
Yeah, Carson, one of the most competitive guys you're going to ever want to meet. And you know he wanted to carry that one back in. Just didn't quite get it cradled up. Third down long for Atchison County. The incompletion makes the clock halt at 8:47 to go. Tigers are going to, again, going to go wide to the left side. And again, they break the huddle with a dozen. One player runs off the field. That's going to be Vester. And here's the marker. And there is the illegal participation we've watched about a dozen times tonight, but this time they call it.
ACC just keeps breaking the huddle with 12 guys. And then,
is it an accident?
They run it over like he's going to line up, and then he just keeps going out of bounds.
Don't stop running.
So, we're looking at 3rd and 13. Now you're looking at 3rd and 18 for the ECCHS offense. And if you're JCN, that's a good shot to really go after it.
But it doesn't change the play call. Quarterback's back. He's hit. He's sacked. Never had a chance. Knocked down inside the 25-yard line. R between the defensive end and Carson McAfee, the middle linebacker. They're back in the backfield about as quickly as Caden was, and it will be 4th down and 25.
That time, RB did a great job of, you know, he understood down in distance right there. He knew ACCHS was going to have to pick up big yardage. So what's he do? Just go. Don't worry about any assignments. Don't worry about staying at home. Get after the quarterback.
Connor Kern to the near side. Will Elias to the far side. The return man at their own 40-yard line for Jeff North. Snaps high. Great one-handed snag by the punter. And he gets away an excellent kick. It's going to be caught at the Connor knee. I don't think he was ever able to return that ball taken by Connor Kearns at the 39-yard line. Gus, that was a fantastic job by the Tigers to get that ball hauled in and get a nice kick away.
Yeah, that snap was high. The punter, who's playing 34 tonight, did a great job of going up, one-handing that thing, and not panicking. So many times you'll see a punter say, oh, I got to get rid of this, and they'll miss the ball, or they'll shank one off the side of their foot. No, they caught it with the one hand, regrouped, and got away a real nice kick.
Here comes the Jefferson County North offense. They've scored on every possession. In fact, their last possession was a one-play 90-yard drive. Grady Noah is going to move Ethan over to his right hand, trips left, back to throw, three-step drop, looks over the middle, is caught on the slant at the 50-45 down to the 41-yard line. So a quick 20-yard gain on a first down pass. Get that one to Cameron Seaver. Yeah, another senior on his JCN team.
That time, Raul Malara makes the stop on the play for ACCHS, but another big chunk play. And that's what JCN has done a nice job with tonight. In that very first drive, ACCHS was holding them to, you know, short little gains, but now they're starting to break off these larger plays at 10-plus, those what coach would call explosive plays.
McAfee's wide to the left side. Quarterback is going to throw the slant in the middle, juggled by the tight end, and he's able to haul it in and then be stopped after the gain of maybe 3 or 4. Not a long, long gain, but Calvin had it, lost it, recovered it, and then was covered up. It'll be at the 41, second down, 7.
Well, that time the quarterback, Grady Noel, had dropped back so far. It looked like it was a decent pass downfield, but really going to net him about 3 yards. 2nd and 7 for the JCN offense at the ACCHS 41. JCN right now leading 26-0 in the second quarter.
Two receivers to the right side and a wingman to the right side. That's the wide side of the field for Jeff North. Quarterback looking right, pumps once, pumps again, throwing downfield, got his man caught. 20, 15, stays in bounds, 10, breaks the tackle, down to the 7-yard line. Connor Kearns, it's a first and goal.
That time, Connor Kearns ran a deep route and then turned around and was able to come back to the football, make a nice reception, break a couple tackles, and 4. JCN set up as a first and goal situation.
We're going to call that about a 27-yard pass play. And now, deep in Tiger territory, It'll be first and goal. Jeff North at the Tiger 7. McAfee goes wide to the left side. Eli Weiser's come back in. He seems like he's got a bit of a limp as he comes in. He's going to be that middle receiver to the left side. Quarterback's going to hand off. Here goes Ethan. He's to the 5. He's to the 3. He's down to the 2 and maybe the 1. Second and goal.
That time Ethan got really close to the end zone. Looked like he was going to be able to get in, but Max Bonaroff doing a nice job of stopping him just shy of the end zone.
If you're Jay Zinn right now, you feel like there's no play in the book that you can't run at any point on the field.
Well, yeah, and you look at that last play. Jay Zinn ran trips to the left. ACCHS said, we know you're not going to throw it out there. They only put 2 defenders out there. So if you're JCN, a quick screen to the trip side. So you still only have 2 defenders on 3 guys.
You've also got Calvin over there. He's the 3rd guy. They're handed off to Ethan, and he will be held up and then falls forward short of the goal line. That was a great defensive stand. How about Ty Beeset? Boy, he did a good job of bringing down a hard runner short of the goal line. It'll bring up a 3rd down and goal.
Yeah, Ty Beeset right there. A lot of times when you tackle somebody, you push them forward. That time Ty grabbed a hold, pulled backwards, not allowing the running back to cross the plane. And for JCN, I kind of want to run over there and just tell Jeff, throw the ball over there to the trips because ACCHS just daring you to do that with only 2 defenders on the 3 receivers.
It's a 3rd and goal from around the 2-yard line. And again, JCN's in 4 down territory. They haven't even kicked a PAT tonight. They're not kicking field goals. Here's a snap back. Quarterback has the ball stripped away. The Tigers have it. The ball was ripped out of the hands of Grady Knoll, and Atchison County is able to very quickly jump on it. And what a nice job by Cannon Cross. The Cannon is the guy who reached in and stripped it and then just fell right on top of the ball.
Great play right there. I think JZN was going to be able to go in for their 5th touchdown, but that'll be the first possession of the night that JZN doesn't cap it off with a touchdown.
So for ACCHS, even though they're going to begin the series deep in their own end, there's still got to be some kind of little momentum bump, you know, a little emotional boost that, as you mentioned, for the first time tonight, you have stopped JCN from scoring.
So for ACCHS, they're going to start their 5th possession. I get it, deep in your own territory, but you've got a shot to put together a drive here.
Runners on either side of the quarterback, and he's going to keep it himself, hitting the backfield, and he's going to be down. Is it a safety? You bet. So Caden Burns tackled in the end zone, and so JCN did not get a TD, but they come back on the next play and score 2.
Yeah, Carson McAfee doing a great job of shooting a gap right there, getting into the end zone and making the tackle.
Okay, so if you're running the score sheet, he gets credit for 2 points.
Sure.
Okay. I'm good with that. With 4.5 to go here in the first half, the free kick is yet to follow, and we're going to hang out right here, Joseph. Not only will the Tigers, of course, give up those points, they're going to kick the football away. And the Tigers putting the ball on us, they've kind of tried to conceal it a couple of times and not done quite as well. But when they line up in a standard punting formation, they've got some pretty good distance on the football. Raven football tomorrow here on CARE. 6:00 kickoff from Lamoni, Iowa. CARE Radio pregame at about 5:45. Benedictine and the surprising 2-0 Yellow Jackets.
Maybe surprising. We'll figure it out.
Well,
I think it's, you know, a problem to
be surprised when you see who they have for their first two opponents were, but give them their due. They're, you know, they've won 2.
Talking about teams looking to win 2, the Jayhawks lead Illinois 21-0 with 2 minutes before the break.
You got, for the Chargers, you got Will Elias back for the return. You got Connor Kearns back for the return. They keep backing up. I think they probably don't know just where they should be settling in there right now. They don't know quite what to expect.
Kick off for the Tigers.
And again, the Tigers are going to be given this free kick. And here we go. There's the advance and there's the boot. That's nice. End over end. It'll be caught on the run at the 45. Angling to the near side. It's going to be Connor. Gets across the 50. Cuts the corner at the 45. A marker thrown down to the 40. He dances down the right sideline, and even though he's bumped out of bounds around the 20-yard line,
There is an illegal block, I think, around the 42.
There are three, and I honestly think it's three separate penalties.
Okay, the one I saw.
There's one here at the 40. Okay, so there's one here at the 40. There's one on the far side at the 45.
Right.
And then there was another one back around the 25-yard line. I feel like Chris picked up already.
So we will. Let's see. Outstanding officiating crew on hand here this evening. Sort this business out. We're at 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the opening half. JCN enjoying a 28-0 lead over the homestanding Tigers. And so I get that penalty assessed, and we'll see where Jeff North will begin this series. And march it back beyond the 50 and down to around the 40. Is that where he's going to settle this thing in? 41 or 2 maybe? There we go.
Jackson Heights leading Morehill Mount Academy 20-0 with 5.5 left in the first half.
So it's a very similar circumstance to what we have here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the Tigers take a guy off the field, so they're at 11. That's good.
Yeah. Ball sits on their own 43.
JCN, it's got 10, right? Or am I just missing some little guy? There's probably 11 out there.
I got 11.
Okay, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 1. That'll work. First and 10. They're going to have the Chargers with this football at their own 43. 28-0. Jeff North in front. 4:20 to go in the first half. Quarterback will keep it himself. Bump to the left side. Gets to the 45. Pulls through a tackle. Gets to the 50, goes into Tiger territory, gains the first down, and pushed out of bounds into the JCN sideline. Gain of about 13. Nice job for Grady Noll.
Easton Sutzbaum in on the stop, also getting over there. Cannon Crossland.
Here's the deal. When you got a quarterback who's very capable of running the ball, and you got guys behind him who can run the ball, I mean, we're talking what? Are we talking Tommy Frazier here? I mean, we're talking about an option kind of a guy who can carry it or he can pitch it. And either way, it's a strong threat. And the defense has got their hands full.
Now, the scary thing is he willing to pitch the ball downfield?
Yeah.
Right? That was always the Tommy thing. Get about 15 yards and then pitch the ball.
Pitch the ball, yeah. After he's turned the corner and three guys are closing in on him. First down. Here's this pitch, deep pitch to the 50, 45, 40, 35, bumps right, 30-foot race at the 20, and an ankle tackle at the 18-yard line. Nice run by Connor Kearns, but Tigers able to bring him down. Because for ACCHS, total credit right there would have been pretty easy just to have him go the distance and walk that tightrope down the right sideline, but the defense came over, made the stop. And the Chargers are going to have a first and 10 now at the 19. Lots of time to go in the opening half. 3:20 to play. JCN, though, with one timeout remaining. Carson McAfee is going to be wide to the left side, covered by Kanan Burns. The pitch will go left. That's going to be Ethan trying to get to the edge. He is hit and brought down, losing 7. What a play by Max Bodaroff.
We have a penalty marker in the defensive backfield.
Where is the flag down?
Let's see what. We started the game with just like no penalties, and the floodgates have kind of opened here a little bit on us. Don't forget, in halftime, Joseph is going to be taking good care of you, getting you up to speed on all kinds of things going on.
Dead ball, personal foul against JCN.
Was going to be a 2nd-and-17 is going to be a whole lot longer than that.
Yeah, and if it is a dead ball, it's still going to be second. It's just longer.
Yeah.
15-yard.
So let's do it. Second down, and we will call it. I'm calling it 32. At the 40-yard line, inside 3 minutes of play. And get that clock rolling.
Second and long coming up.
There we go. Second down, and again, I'm going to call it about a 32. They got to get this thing down or near the 8, maybe the 9-yard line, 31 to go. We get two receivers to the left and one sliding over here very, very wide to the right side. Back to throw. Grady
steps up in a pocket, pass over the middle, and it's going to be in and out of the hands of his intended receiver, Eli Weiser. Gus, sometimes you got to take a little bit of the velocity off that ball, and it was just thrown pretty hard.
Yeah, you were kind of just doing a drag across the middle of the field, and that time, let go of that ball, and
it's dark.
Right.
Do what?
We're missing like a whole bank of lights, right?
I don't know.
Right, we're missing a whole bank of lights, right?
Yeah, the whole west end of the end zone, now that you mentioned, the whole west end of the field is pitch black.
Yeah.
There are no lights?
The lights on the bank are not working tonight.
Oh, well.
We've only got those two over there.
Oh, well, that's that. Here's a quarterback rolling left. Eight gets away. Now steps up, throwing deep. He's got his man wide open at the 10, at the 5, first and goal. JCN inside the 5-yard line. The catch by Cameron Seaver. And Gus, give Grady Noah a lot of credit. He was elusive. He escaped that initial rush and was able to find his man.
Yeah, he was able to find his man because a lot of times the quarterback, once they're hit, they say, okay, I'm just going to tuck the ball, pick up what yardage I can. That time Grady got hit, spun around, collected himself, said, okay, I've got time to look downfield, found a wide open receiver. And now for JCN, they were down here moments ago, couldn't punch it in. They ended up fumbling the football, looking to cap this one off.
Here comes the Tigers getting that 12th guy off. It's first and goal inside the 5. He wasn't off, but they don't care. The handoff is going to go to the right side, the push and the lean, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, JCN. So the ball going in to the end zone over on the right side, and the Chargers with a minute 54 to go in a half. On the wheels of Connor Kearns, who picks up his second score of the game.
Touchdown.
They stretch their lead to 34-0. So, the Charger offense got the only one to stop the JCN offense was itself, right?
Yeah,
with the turnover. Going to get Grady Noel as a Jeff North. 2-point conversion coming up. The handoff in the backfield, and Connor will push and lean and go into the end zone. So Kearns with the TD and the 2. We'll be back. Timeout on the field with a minute 54 to go, opening half. Jeff North, 36, adding to the county scoreless.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at msconews.net.
I'll tell you what, there's plenty of cowbell out there for JCN tonight, guys. Chargers forging the big lead, 36-0.
Well, they got 5 touchdowns on 6 possessions. The one that they didn't, they fumbled at the goal line, and one play later turned it into a safety. So
here comes the kicking unit for Jefferson County North. And the darkness is overwhelming.
Now that you notice it.
Well, and it's getting darker and it should be coming out. It's a deal.
Back deep.
Here we go. Single man back deep for Atchison County inside his own 5-yard line. And the kick is very short, bounding at the 40. Picked up off the ground at the 30. Left side, 35, 40, and a nice kick coverage tackle by Cameron Seaver. Sent the return man head over heels, and it will be Tiger football.
They say the easiest way to bring a guy down is take his legs out.
Yes.
Look, Cameron Seaver did right there. Cameron, a senior, plays in the secondary for the defense. A minute 49 left here in the first half in ACCHS. Well, here we go. Possession number 6 of the night. They've got 4 punts and a safety so far. So
looking to just get something good to happen here before the break.
Not even necessarily score, just, you know, a couple of good plays, something positive to build from. A handoff is going to go. Running back will cut, plant, cut, and pick up two. He's at the 45.
That time, Braden Williams makes the stop on Justin Pastor. A short gain of, yeah, let's call it two. It'll bring up a second and eight to about 94 seconds.
Clock zipping along here. We're inside a minute and a half to go in the half. McAfee coming back in for JCN. Going to take Grady out on this second and long call for the Tiger offense. Head coach Cody Textmeyer, first-year guy for the Tigers. Here's a little pitch. That was kind of an odd play as the quarterback spins around and then kind of throws it behind him and trying to sweep to the right side. Easton Schlitzbaum was met by nothing but white jerseys, particularly the ones worn by Ethan Noel and Zachary Toole. It'll bring up now a third down and on the loss of a couple of yards. Let's call it back to third down and 10. In the last minute and a half now.
Third down
and
about 10.
Halftime in Lawrence finds KU leading Illinois 28-7.
Are they going to get that Saturday morning show back again this year?
Back
to back years.
You can. Yeah, it'd be good.
It's probably happened twice here in the Hitches or, you know, the Hard Rock or the Orange Bowl or something. Here's a straight ahead run by the Tigers. Bursting across the 45-yard line and up to the 47. A nice run by Ethan Schlitzbaum. He'll get about three. And the Tigers looking at fourth down. Going to let it run out. And we have come to halftime in Effingham. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as the teams head for the locker room. It's Jefferson County North, 36. ACCHS nothing.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Care 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Becca Kaplinger, Haley Trishev, Ryland Jones.
Oh, the Tiger dance troop gets set to entertain a really, really good crowd that has shown up here this evening for high school football in Effingham, Kansas. It is the JCN crowd who's had a lot to cheer about tonight, Gus, as they enjoy a 36-0 intermission lead.
Yeah, for JCN, they put together a great start to this ballgame. You go back to their very first possession of the night, capped it off with an 18-yard run by Connor Kearns. That was a possession where they got a few yards, got themselves into a third and six type play. All of a sudden, completed a 11-yard pass over the middle, and again, ended up capping it off with a big Connor Kearns touchdown run. A little later, a 7-yard touchdown run by Ethan Knoll, a 65-yard pass from Grady to Ethan, a 90-yard one-play drive, Grady, Knoll, touchdown run. In the one position where JCN didn't get into the end zone, they fumbled the ball at the goal line. The very next play, they would tackle ACCHS in the end zone for a safety. At that point, they went up 28-0. And then, at the minute 54 mark, it was a 4-yard touchdown run by Connor Kearns. 2 points, good for Connor Kearns as well. That gets us to our halftime score of 36-0. For ACCHS, people struggle to get anything going on offense. Now you find yourself down by 36 points at the half.
you got to come out here in the second half and, again, start to put together a few small plays. You know, you're probably not going to come back and win this game, but you also understand you've got a lot of football left in this season. Here's the big job for both coaches that I think is happening in those locker rooms at halftime. Both coaches are going to have a hard job motivating their team for the second half.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think that's a difficult job for any coach when you find a game that's kind of one-sided. You got to talk. I mean, we saw it last week with Coach Osborne's team, right? Ravens kind of came out in the second half and looked a little lackluster maybe for the first drive, and then all of a sudden kind of put it together a little bit. I think you're also probably going to see some of the younger guys get in as the half progresses. For ACCHS, you got to understand, lots of the football left to be played next week. They're going to go down the road and be at Oskaloosa for JCN. Next week, they are going to be at Wabunsee.
Is that how you pronounce that?
I think so.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a bit of a break. We got a second half of this one to bring to you here this evening from Effingham, Kansas. But right now, with the halftime score here at Tiger Stadium, Jefferson County North 36, ACCHS nothing. We're kicking it back to our man in the Care Sports Studio, Joseph. Hey, he's got you some halftime.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
Community banks play a vital role in our local economy by lending to small business owners and farmers while providing essential banking services that small towns and rural communities like ours need. For generations, we've offered products and services for those who live in our neighborhoods and beyond. With 10 area locations and internet banking, we can serve you better. We are proud of our community and appreciate our customers.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us right here. We've got high school football tonight as JCN is touring ACCHS right now out in Effingham. We will be returning to Tom and Gus Couts by the side of the field in just a few minutes. I did want to mention that coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine College on the road at Graceland. It's an featured game of the week. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area with the halftime scores as I have them.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a lot of scores to report. We've got in the KU-Illinois game at the half, it's KU 28, Illinois 7. In the Perry of the Compton-Riverside game, it's all tied up at 6 at the half. Tipton Clyde is leading Blue Valley 22-0 at last report. At the half, it was Valley Heights at 40 points to Onega's 0. Holton is trailing Sabetha with a score at the half of Sabetha 24-8. In the Marhill Mount Academy Jackson Heights game, Jackson Heights is running away with it right now at 20 points to Marhill Mount Academy's 6. Jeff West is leading Hiawatha 8-6 right now at the half. Nemaha Central is leading Royal Valley 48-0. In the Frankfort-Washington County game, it's Frankfort 28 to Washington County's 0 currently. AHS, Atchison High School, is leading Sumner Academy at last report 35-0. And in this game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got JCN at 36 points to ACCHS's 0. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 56. East winds at around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 57. Mid-80s Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Monday with highs in the upper 60s and thunderstorms possible. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 72 degrees here in Atchison right now. It feels like 72 out there. The winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 63%. The dew point at 59 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.03 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz courtside in just a moment.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters.
EQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Pie Blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local
You guys cafe, back?
And chasing our kids on the park playground.
Very good.
USB
you got about 15 seconds. Yes, sir.
Local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and
Very
find
good.
Out why we love being a part of the community.
All right.
NMLS number 6.
Alexa, stop.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Are you worried about a new skin spot? Don't ignore the warning signs. Skin cancer is extremely common and can affect anyone. Regular screenings help catch problems early, improving treatment success. Join the surgical care experts at Amberwell Atchison for free skin cancer screenings on September 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. at 800 Ravenhill Drive in Atchison. The screenings are open to everyone and no appointments are needed. Just walk in. Their caring team is dedicated to your well-being. Skin spots that could be cancerous or precancerous are worth getting checked out. For questions, call 913-367-6682. We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
And with that, we welcome you back to Effingham, Kansas. It is Northeast Kansas League action here tonight as JCN leading ACCHS 36-0 here at the half. Taking a look at some of the, they're taking a look at how we've gotten to this 36 points for JCN. And they scored 5 touchdowns on the first 6 touches of the football. You say, well, what happened on the one possession they did? You go back to their 5th possession. They worked their way down the field, got to the goal line, fumbled the ball away. ACCHS was able to recover it. But then one play later get tackled in the end zone for a safety. So for JCN, their one position they didn't score, they turned around and got a safety a play later. So for ACCHS, they've struggled in this first half. They haven't been able to move the ball at all. JCN's done a nice job of taking away the shot for the big play. So it's just been kind of an uphill climb for the Tigers here tonight. Now, let's just update you. So we have a Bank of Lights that has been out tonight, and they went ahead and shut down the lights for a moment to try to then power them back on. Hopefully that'll kind of reset them. So we will, kind of hang tight, see what's going to happen. There are about 4.5 minutes left on the clock right now. Taking a look around. Taking a look around at some scores, I'm sure Joseph got you a lot of these, but Holton and Sabetha leading 17-8 in that ball game. Newhall Central leading Royal Valley 32-0. Jeff West and Hiawatha were locked up in a really close battle. It was Jeff West 8, Hiawatha 6 in that contest. So, lots of good games around the area. Let's, in the bottom of the 7th, it's Toronto tying Kansas City. We're at 2-2 in that ball game. Some games around the state, you got kind of looking around. Free State meets Olathe Northwest 16-0. You got Rock Creek leading St. Mary's 26-6. Jackson Heights leading Morehill Mount Academy 20-6. Eudora leading Bonner Springs. How about that? 48-0. Eudora leads Bonner Springs. Perry LeCompton saw their cars as we were coming out here tonight. They were coming through Atchison on their way up to Riverside. Well, that game is pretty good. At half, 6-6. So, Hutch leads Newton. Meanwhile, Central just beating Royal Valley 48-0. Did you hear that Hayden score? No. Hayden right now playing Silver Lake at halftime. Hayden's up 42-0. Woo! So,
well, all I can tell you is that I'm out here trying to find out what the future of tonight's game is.
Yeah.
And got an update? The three banks that were working have shut them down. And now I'm concerned about, it's very dark going up down the stairs here.
Right.
In a pitch black football stadium full of people.
So, yeah, they shut them down from what I... From what we've heard, they're going
to
shut them down, try to reset them. I think they were. That's what the 5 minutes is. Turn them back on, and then we're going to figure out from there what exactly we want to do.
So, well, here's the deal. I mean, let's just be very honest. The outcome of the ball game is probably not in a great deal of doubt at this juncture. I mean, anything's possible, right? You know, and optimism brings eternal. But... It's going to be 36-0 here at halftime. It's going to be very difficult for the comeback effort. And again, it is very, very dark. You got to realize that we're in a waning crescent moon right now, which is not going to rise, what? It's going to be a little after midnight tonight, probably 12:30, 12:40 before the moon comes up. What there's going to be of it.
So it's a waning crescent, not a waxing crescent?
It is a waning crescent, not a waxing crescent.
Dodge City is in Junction tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, though,
Demons and Jays, what's the word?
Yeah, right now, Dodge City leads that game at the break 14-7. So,
Is JC in the whack, too?
What's that?
Jersey City, are they in the whack with Dodge? Are they a conference opponent?
They're all in Western Kansas, so probably.
Yeah, they're right. They're past Topeka, so they're in Western Kansas.
Yeah, they're in Western Kansas, so.
I mean, the whack has, you know, like the Great Bend and Garden City and
Free State.
Not quite Free State. So anyway,
just kind of looking around, trying to come up with some scores. Lawrence, the Chesty Lions.
I was just talking to a Lawrence High grad down here in the garage just a second ago.
Well, Tyson's got them playing pretty well. They're leading Olathe West 21-14 at the break. Derby leads Salina South 35-0. Hold on. The moon will rise at 1:22 a.m.
Okay. See, I figured it had to be around 12:40, but it's 1:22, a little later than I thought.
Fully believe this.
Okay. I'm sure that's absolutely right.
Neil deGrasse has nothing on this, okay?
Yeah. So there we go.
And then the Jays, who just tied the Royals in the bottom of the seventh. Then Vlad hits a two-run double, and Toronto now leads 4-2. So
okay, now so how does this work? I mean, I know that all of the school officials have to get together and make a decision, but the officiating crew's got to make a decision too. They got to push this along. The officials, they can't just sit here on this thing and say, you know what?
Yeah,
let's just wait till you decide something. Someone has got to put some kind of a deadline down and say, okay, we're going to have lights, or we're going to play, or are we not going to have lights, and not going to play. I mean, it's a very simple, it's a yes or no.
Yeah, and I think right now there's a lot of scenarios being thrown around. It sounds like, do we call this a game? Do we decide to come back tomorrow morning and play the rest of this game?
I'm worried about getting people safely out of stairs because I traversed them a minute ago, and it's very dark, and you cannot see the steps, and it's
well, that's what I mean. I think at that point you still turn on the other three banks or whatever.
Can you get them back on?
You hope so.
Yeah, I do. If I thought I could get them back on, I would have them on, I think, now.
Yeah. So I don't know how long you power them down to try to get them refit. She called somebody at that big lighting company.
Yeah.
I would say their name, but they don't pay for
it. So there's that. We're going to go to Iowa tomorrow.
We are.
And I will guarantee they've got really nice lights. We have not been up there in the lights in many, many years. It is going to be the Benedictine Ravens up in Lamoni. We're going to have Ravens and the Graceland Yellow Jackets. Graceland coming into the ball game. A 2-0 team, having won in week one over Joan. And then
we'll talk about it quite a bit tomorrow during the pregame show. Stick around. We'll have the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, feeling that maybe some of this will come into that. How about the last five meetings between these two teams, right? You go back
between Benedictine and Graceland.
Yeah. So back to 17, because in 16 was the last time that Graceland beat Benedictine, and that was a 34-29 type game. But since then, Benedictine has won five games. They are averaging 69.2 points in those wins and giving up just right under 12 points a game. So Benedictine is average margin of win against Graceland over the last five meetings, 57.6. So
that is a whole lot.
Maybe we hadn't mentioned any score coming in. Get out of this young man.
Yeah, here we go. Getting out of the road a little bit.
I feel like we're in a weather delay, right?
Yeah, but in a weather delay, I feel better about it.
We were in Olathe one time. It was about this dark.
Yeah.
And then people thought that the press box
was
caught on fire.
But it wasn't.
That probably would have been the best thing to happen to that building.
And then they finally
pulled it over with
the tractor. They
finally
yanked it down.
So
we were down at Olathe, and the Eugene Beard hit the ground. It was all most entertaining. Matter of fact, how many years ago was it when we were in Lamoni at Grayson, we had this huge rain delay at the start of the ball game? Do you remember that? Oh, my gosh. It was an afternoon game, and it rained just as a deluge. The teams both had to go to locker rooms, and it was forever getting that thing started. And it wasn't that many years ago.
Oh,
maybe 5 years ago?
Yeah,
coaches
because...
visiting with the fans?
Yeah, and they were sitting down there, and the lightning.
Remember that?
No, I remember it. Yeah.
Because, of course, those aluminum bleachers, those are not lightning rods.
Not at all.
No danger in that.
Joseph,
I don't know. We're trying to decide if we should ask you to queue up Freebird or something to take a little time. Because, again, here's the circumstance. It's halftime in Effingham.
So they fired. Okay, if you look, it looks like maybe firing up the light. Can you come over here?
Okay.
Am I just seeing things, or are these starting to warm up straight across the way? See them kind of flicker around?
Yeah, there may be.
So I think we're...
Yeah,
we're
here we come.
We're trying to
turn them on.
4-2.
Yep. You got one right in here. I think Mitch right there might have a cell phone.
Okay. Well, yeah, it looks like the lights are beginning to start to glow a little bit, or they were a second ago. Again, here we are at halftime. It's 36-0. Jeff North in front. And I don't know if they're coming back on or not. There were four banks of lights here, two on each side. Well, only three of them were working, which made the southwest corner of the field very, very dark. And pretty much unplayable. So what they've done is shut all of the lights out.
Joseph's got us another score. Thank you.
That Joseph is the best ever.
Troy leading Valley Falls 34-0 in that contest. So
it's kind of like this.
Yeah, very similar.
Each standard of the three now has one lamp illuminated. And looks like now a second one has come on each one. So I know these things take a little time. I don't know how much time a little time is. So, Joseph, I hope that you've been in your anticipating kind of a guy. I hope you've been anticipating maybe taking this for a couple of minutes and letting us see if we can ascertain what the future of this game is. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. Again, halftime still, 36-0, JCN leading Atchison County. We'll be back. See if we can let you know what's going to happen here right after this.
Long neck bobber.
Let go of my hand.
Then jukebox don't start playing up songs again. There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bobber.
Let go of my hand.
Yourself long neck bottle.
Let go my hand.
Won't you bust down, stop playing that song again? There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottle.
Let go my hand.
Let's go. learn long neck bottle.
Let go my hand.
Have you box dogs stop playing a song again? There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottle.
Let go my hand.
Welcome back to Effingham. We have some lights. We have more lights than we had a moment ago. But still looking at 75% of the lights. And so now the officials are still huddled up in the northwest portion of the stadium. Talking with both clubs, talking to the powers that be to try to decide what the next steps are. Can I tell you the one exciting thing about the stadium? Did we repaint the mouth on the door this summer?
Yeah.
Okay. Because for years that drove me nuts. I always liked it. So on the west side of the stadium, they've got the building painted up with the tiger stripes and the tiger. Well, then they replaced the door and never repainted the mouth. This year they've repainted it. Looks fantastic. The field in pretty good condition early in the season. Probably could use a little more rain, but right now that thing looks good. It's striped straight. It's nice out here in Effingham, Kansas. We are at halftime. It is JCM leading 36-0, and we're seeing the officials are talking about some things, and not really sure where we go from here as ACCHS has a coach racing up the steps, and I think they'll probably fill us in here shortly about what our next steps are. So, okay, here we go with our big announcement.
Due to a failure in the breaker of the line and the safety of the players, those teams have agreed that this game is over.
Okay, so we're going to call the game. So it will be a JCN 36-0 victory,
yep.
Which, when it's all said and done, yeah, I mean, makes sense. I think this is what you have to do. The whole southwest corner of the stadium is dark. The whole west side of the field is dark. And so, yeah, it's the right thing to do. They did everything they could. Turned off the lights, tried to reset them, boot them back up. Just didn't seem to work. So, when it's all said and done, it's 8:40, and we're going to be able to get out of here a little early this evening.
For a minute, I thought we were going to be the last game done in Northeast Kansas. We got to be the first, right?
Yep.
So, again, we're just to quickly recap this. When JCN came out of the blocks, jumped down in front, scored virtually every possession of the first half, and I guess they were really good.
Really good. So, for JCN, we've talked about it all night, right? Six possessions, five touchdowns. They had the one fumble, turned that into a safety one play later. For ACCHS, they just struggled to get anything going tonight. Six possessions, what, four punts, a safety. The last possession got you into the halftime break. So when it's all said and done, hey, it's a tough way to lose this game for ACCHS, but you turn around, you start looking to next week when you travel to Oskaloosa, and for JCN, they're going to be at Wabunsee next week and try to move forward, right?
Yeah, we're going to move forward tomorrow. You and I are going to be headed up to Iowa Benedictine at Graceland with a 5:45 pregame and a 6 o'clock kickoff. The Ravens and the Grayson Yellow Jackets join us on K Radio for that. A little bit of an unusual one. We want to thank you for having joined us as we wrap it up tonight. And, again, a game shortened due to technical issues with the field. Final score tonight, Jeff North, 36. Atchison County, nothing. Till we greet you tomorrow from Iowa. For Joseph, our producer and engineer. Joseph, you did a great job for us. Thank you. For Gus Couch, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.